Greetings, beloveds, in the light of the Most Radiant One. I am Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to the voice of the Ashtar Command. Beloveds, wherever you are in the world tonight, we've got some work to do. If you've been at all watching the news, you're aware that California is suffering from a tremendous outbreak of fires, as many as 17 at one point. And we have seven counties that are under federal state of emergency. So these are the sort of things that we have been told would come as we go through what the Native Americans have called the Great Purification. It is a time also when humanity itself, as a collective initiate, is going through the initiations of earth, wind, fire, water, and ether. I would like to speak about initiation tonight. I would like to go into the different forms of initiation and how the impact is in our own physical, emotional, mental, and collective lives, and how that relates to the earth changes and the things that many, well, who isn't going through it at some level at this point, let's put it that way. We are all hard-pressed right now to go through whatever it is that's before us. And I don't think there's a man, woman, or child on the planet today that is not facing an area of their life that is severely challenging. And it's also impacting our health and the general tremendous fatigue that light workers throughout the world report to me as they email me and call me throughout the world. People are very, very much strained in their inner spiritual light fibers, the fibers that hold us together, the electrons of the subtle bodies are under extreme tension as we go through these times. And that produces a certain malaise, a certain fatigue, a certain sense of wanting to sleep a lot, or just feeling either tremendously enervated or tremendously zoned out. I'm going to use a California term there, but I think you catch my drift. Anyway, let's do first business first. I would like us to do some light work. We will be working in Merkaba. If you don't know what that is, just don't worry about it. It knows what it is. And you can do a lot of work simply by activating and speaking out, "I now activate Merkaba." When you do that and have that intention, that energy field knows exactly how to align itself. In fact, it's already aligned around you. It just simply, you ring its bell and you get its attention and it begins to quicken and coruscate around the body. So if you visualize, great. If you don't, speak it out loud. If you say it, think it, visualize it, or just postulate it as a possibility in your intent, any one of those things will work when you're doing subtle body work. So don't sweat the small stuff. We're going to head for the bigger collective. And remember, you're connected to millions of light workers throughout the world. So if you don't have your Merkaba exactly on right, according to what you were taught by some teacher, don't worry about it. Just come together with us now and take a deep breath and see yourself standing as a Lord and Lady, or Lady of Light, in the great central sun systems of Tok Orion. See yourself radiating wisdom, purity, empowerment, and perfection. That's the truth of you, by the way. Now see yourself standing in a golden star with a point at your head, your arms outstretched, your legs outstretched. And visualize that as a beautiful, bright gold. Now rise up and see yourself join all the other light workers throughout the world around the planet Earth, which we see as a beautiful blue and white sphere in the center. And see the points of where your hands are outstretched, conjoining with the points of all the other light workers, wherever you are throughout the world. Take a deep breath. Activate Merkaba now. and we see this exponentially expand and form into a beautiful lattice work of crystalline relationship, like a, oh, you can see it as a flower of life, those of you that know what that looks like, and the earth in the center, completely connected to all of our energy fields, all of our combined Merkabic energies. And as we join together, heart and mind, we activate the Christ consciousness grid. And as we place our upturned palms outward towards the earth, we see the light from the great central sun systems flowing down in a beautiful pyramidal formation, with rays of light going into the top of the pyramid of the eighth template above your crown chakras, activating the heart, the unified heart field, which swirls all around the body. And that heart-mind perfection flowing out through your hands. And beautiful beams of iridescent, golden, iridescently flecked light. And we send the light to our beautiful planet Earth. We send it to every man, woman, and child throughout the planet, wherever they are, in difficult times, whatever that may be. Take a deep breath. And send the energy now to California, Southern California. We send it from the Santa Barbara area all the way south to San Diego, to each of the areas that have been impacted by the fires. We speak to the King Fire Elemental that's in charge of all the lesser lives that we call the Agni Shvatas, the spirits of fire. And we speak, peace, be still, cool and calm. Come into order. In the name of the Most High. We speak to the wind elementals. And the king, Deva, over those elemental spirits. And we instruct you to be calm. Be calm. Be calm. In the name of the Most High. We speak to the elementals of rain, and we ask you to come in and to rain and bring moisture into the areas that now require the cooling and the rain. We send the light for the highest good to all of the firefighters, to all of the police personnel and the people who've been part of this rescue and desperate attempt to save properties and lives, animals. We speak strength into them. We speak courage, and we speak a hedge of protection over them. We send comfort to all those who have lost their homes. Some, almost 2,000 people have had their homes now destroyed. So we speak hope and a future into these dear ones. Visions of a new life, knowing within their heart of hearts that they can indeed restore their lives and go on to an even as brighter, brighter future. We speak comfort where there have been a loss of pets, knowing that the pets will come back in some form to them, as pets are wont to do. We send a prayer to all of the animals that have been affected by this fire, to the children and babies who've been traumatized. We speak comfort and the healing of memories. And to the people who have had themselves frightened very, very much by this experience. We speak the peace of God that bypasses all understanding of a human mind. We speak peace into every cell, every mind, every heart, every inner child, every emotional body. And just visualize a brilliant, absolutely blindingly bright, golden light emanating from all of our collective hands, all of our collective hearts, all of our collective minds, as we send the light to this beautiful planet Earth. In the name of the Most High, and keeping in mind the free will and contracted destinies of every soul, we ask for the highest divine good, divine order, divine protection, wherever grace of God can ameliorate, lift, or circumvent. We speak that into activation now. We evoke the forces of light, the Ashtar Galactic Command, to bring assistance in any way that's for the highest good. We invoke the angelic kingdom that works with humanity in positive ways to bring assistance, protection, and to assist those that work with the weather patterns in bringing a halt to this raging destruction. Again, we speak the peace of the Divine Comforter, the Holy Spirit, into each mind and each heart, that the peace of God may prevail. And we seal this through the order of Melchizedek and the office of the Christ. Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed is the name of the Lord. Gradually relax. Take a deep breath. Integrate your light field into your body here on Earth. And be present. We've just used a form of visualization, postulation, prophetic speech, and evocation in the sense of evoking those forces of light that are of the positive realms that will only come in when they are invoked. They will not come in and do anything unless they're asked and requested. So that's a form of service that you can use anytime that you need to. It's very, very precise, and you will learn to take charge over each of these situations as you find yourself drawn into them. My voice is a little bit froggy because of all the smoke in the air, so forgive me. But there's not very much in the atmosphere but smoke right now. And it's doing a little number on my throat right now, but let's bear with that. So anyway, I would like to speak about initiation tonight because this is obviously what we're all going through. Bear in mind that Earth life is for one purpose. Earth life is to return the atomic seed through the Earth experience with all the kingdoms of nature that have been evolving as co-participants in this day of creation into the next ordering of existence. We are moving forth in the Great Exodus into a new galactic Christ race. We are leaving the old circumvention of the old solar hierarchy that kept us entrapped in gravitational fields into an exponential expansion of consciousness, awareness, and light field embodiment into the next ordering of creation, which will be the Shekinah universe or Shekinah universe, however you would like to pronounce that. As we do that, we are mastering earth, wind, fire, water, and ether in a series of initiations. So what is an initiation? Initiation is to spark, to quicken, to activate, and to move into a new momentum. As we came out of the fall, which the most recent one was in the Atlantean root race, we were put on a program by the Trans-Himalayan Brotherhood of Light to advance and quicken as quickly as possible and yet sequentially and gradually the return to our state before we came under the fallen thought form programs of the Nephilim, or the fallen ones. And so they started a series of initiations. When I say they, I mean the Great White Brotherhood under the Lord Maitreya, under Sanat Kumara, Sananda Kumara, and Sanaka Kumara, the three Venusian Kumaras who came to embrace of the earth and to foster it back into its original divine program. Sananda Kumara came forth as our most radiant one, embodied as Jesus of Nazareth, and together with 144 ascended masters who have positioned themselves in the various spiritual traditions and historicity, periods of earth, have fostered our planet and our humanity to where it's now at the point of graduation. In this process, most of us who've had any number of embodiments are the product of three forms of mystery schools, generally speaking. There are not mystery schools, but schools of initiation. There are three basic kinds. There are the mystery schools, which teach you a particular skill, like, for example, the mystery school of Saint Germain that teaches alchemy. There's other mystery schools as well. There are certain planets in the solar system that are mystery school planets, like Jupiter, for example, which is a school, seventh-ray school of ceremonial magic, and not magic in the sense of falsehood, but magic in the sense of alchemical transformation. And thus, each planet has its particular expertise that it is presenting as a school of life. Our particular planet is in the life zone. It's called a garden of life, or an Edenic planet. And this planet is for biological testing of different root races and species, for consciousness amelioration and expansion, and to see which form of consciousness of which root race is the most goal-fitting for embodying the greatest potential of light. The last experiment that was placed on this planet was called the Adamic experiment that brought forward from another solar system the Hebrews. The Hebrews, Hebrew race, the Jewish race, was created with a capacity to absorb and transmit a greater quality of light. And so they were the ones that we used for the most recent seed program under Elohim Jehovah. And that whole seed program is recounted in Genesis and in the Bible. So we are in that graduation now of that particular root race. And the 12 tribes of Israel, as I've spoken before, that were anchored in the 12 tribes of Israel, in Israel, are now are also galactic programs that emanate from 12 different facets of the divine mind in the higher cosmos. So you have the root race on Earth, you have the seed program on Earth, and then you have all of these vast programs that spin out from that in the different universes and the different places in the cosmos. So what you have on Earth, you also have at a higher level. You have it at each level, you'll have a manifestation of these various programs of light. And it's important to bear that in mind. So the mystery schools exist on the physical plane, obviously. We had the school of Saqqara in Egypt, which was a wonderful school of the sound current. We had and have still many of the mystery schools located in the etheric above certain areas of the planet. We have mystery schools that are existent on the astral plane, so that when you leave your body and what's called on this planet death, and you move into your astral or your mental or your causal or your soul body, you will find yourself drawn to different schools, mystery schools, so that you can continue the education of soul in the mastering of self, and also in those areas in which you may wish to minister or serve in this world or some other world that you may be going to or have already gone to. When people leave their body, they generally go to Arcturus. Arcturus is what could be called heaven. It's a way station. And those of you who are from other planets very often are allowed to go back to your home planet, Venus, Mars, wherever it is, Neptune, Jupiter, those are the usual ones, Mercury. And then you're, if you wish, or if you're unfinished with your incarnation here or whatever, you recycle back to Earth if that is your preference or choice. Many of us do that simply for the reason that we're very, very interested in the human and atomic man in particular and his unfoldment in consciousness on this planet. Many of us have been involved in the matriculation of the root races of this planet for many, many lifetimes. And they have been our students. We have created the schools, the mystery schools of the past cycles. And many of us have a great interest in being present for the graduation of this harvesting class, if you will. So then you have also the light schools. And the light schools have to do with soul infusion and soul integration, or light infusion and light integration. And almost every single discipline out there, east, west, whatever, that's of the Brotherhood of Light is involved with infusing your atomic structure with greater and greater increments of light. To the degree that that's done, you are initiated to that level of light. And I'll go into that in a moment, but I want to go on to the next of the three kinds of initiations. The third kind is the kind I spoke about at some length in my last radio show called The Sound Current, which is the path of the spiritual travelers. That path teaches soul transcendence. Soul transcendence is where you move into your spiritual component and learn to live above the karma dramas of the physical body, the astral body, the mental body, and eventually even transcend the soul itself into pure spirit. So that is an advanced school that we come to when we have gone through the various mystery schools of the various root races and the various spiritual disciplines and paths and yogas and things that we have available in the teaching in the outer world. And then we come into contact with a spiritual traveler. And the spiritual traveler, as I mentioned last week, generally comes in on either a blue or a purple color at the third eye level and begins to teach you how to separate your point of identification from your body to your spirit. And Jesus the Christ initiated that teaching most recently in the sense that he embodied it, but actually the teaching of light and sound was brought to our planet originally by the avatar Rama. It was first taught openly by the sage Kabir, and it has its appearance in many, many of the traditions. For example, Jalaluddin Rumi and the dervishes have a tradition of the sound current. We have the lineage of John, which has the sound current in the Christian tradition. We have, different lineages that I went into a little bit last week, so I'm not going to go back into them today. But suffice it to know there are three basic levels of initiation that you will encounter in this world, which are the mystery schools, the light academies, and the sound current teachings. Having said that, how can you know where you are in terms of your initiation? Well, we just did some work on the planet, primarily with regards to the fire elementals. The fire elementals get out of balance, as I said before, when humanity is emotionally out of balance, when a tremendous amount of karma is surfacing in the astral or causal bodies. Very often it will outpicture as floods or fire. Both purify, and both are symbolic of work that's being done on a higher level spiritually. As you become more and more sensitive to what's happening in the interdimensional planes, as you develop the what's called the discernment of spirits and the discernment of spirit itself, you'll begin to tune into the flows of energy that are present at any given moment beyond what we would call our physical consciousness, our human consciousness. What's going on in the heavenlies? What is God doing? What is the hierarchy doing? what is the directive, the divine directive and flow that's taking place at any given time. Now, if you've been at all sensitive to those of you who are in or attuned to what's happening in California with the fires, you'll be aware that there's a certain irritation and tension in the atmosphere. If you live here, you probably have felt wave after wave of energies which are sharp and rather unpleasant, because it's difficult to stay really centered when you have thousands and thousands and thousands, well, a million people, okay, have been affected and displaced at last count through these fires. You cannot possibly have that many people in an area that are going through hell, if you will, and not have it affect you. Wherever you are on a planet, we are many and one. We are one people. So as we look at this tremendous purification that's taking place by the fire elementals, we realize that people who have lost everything in many cases are, you know, probably grateful to be alive, but at the same token, they're standing in many cases with just their clothing on their back and maybe their cat under their arm. And these are scenes that we are seeing repeated throughout the world. I know we here in North America have had our share this last few years of tremendous water events and tornadoes and tremendous destruction. I think there are very few states in the 50 states of our great nation that haven't had something going on. And I know many of you throughout the world are in a similar situation. So this is part of the changing of the earth and the excitement, if you will, amongst the various kingdoms of nature as they respond to the influx of energy that's pouring in and how it impacts and is sourced through humanity. The best thing we can do, and this is probably a lot easier said than done, is to stay as centered, as calm, as positive, and as non-participatory in terms of the negative spiel that's out there. Don't put more energy into it, unless, of course, you can do something about it. The more we can stay centered in our divine component, the better, the easier, and the greater ability we will have to be used by the hierarchy to bring energies of light and solace and sanity and balance and harmonization into these different areas. Those of you who are being used a lot will, as I said, feel a tremendous drain on your energies, because literally your light field is being pulled on to lift and to render support to who knows how many people in your area. So be aware that when these events are taking place, it's all hands on deck. You know, everyone is called to activate an awareness of service. This lifetime, for any of you listening to me, is not about you. It's about planetary service and planetary ascension. And we really need to get that into our computer data banks to realize that most of us are not here for our own ascension. That may sound really strange to some of you. But to those of you who feel that that's your truth, you know exactly what I'm speaking about. Even though, yes, we will be advanced to our next level, it's really not about us. We really came here to be of service to this blessed planet and its beautiful graduating root race. So how to comfort people who are in a position where they're losing everything? I have a few things to share with you that hopefully will be of comfort and will build up your faith as you face your own gauntlet of initiatory experiences, whatever they may be in your own life. Remember, beloved, that this world is a dream field. Nothing real is really going on here. It is exactly like the holodeck in Star Trek. We're in a computer program. We are undergoing simulated experiences that we've bought into and assumed were real. At some point, we will exit the computer holodeck. We will walk into our eternal lives that are quite safe. And all of the experiences that you've had in time and space, on whichever level, planet, embodiment, whatever, all of that is preserved in home videos called the Akashic Records. There are other records, too. There are the Nakal records, the records of crows, the Kadath inscriptions. You've got the records in Hanadi and some of the spiritual cities on the inner planes and the soul plane and beyond. There are so many archives of inner plane records that have everything down that you've experienced in all of your lives in a series of what I could best describe as your own personal library of home videos. You will have a complete recording of every experience, of every person, of every relationship, of every thought and feeling and everything that you can enjoy to your heart's content in the theater of the inner worlds. There are museums. I've been in the one actually in Shambhala, where underground they have these tremendous vaulted areas, caves that have been hewn out of the rock with a certain form of technology brought here by other worlds. And every single root race has a teraphim. A teraphim is a very lifelike image made of different species and different root race types and different historical figures, animals, whatever, that are preserved there. There are records of everything that's happened on our planet with species samples. And again, we have the technology in Shambhala that we have on many of our ships where we can call forward crystalline holograms and, again, if you will, view our own home videos and scenarios of past historical periods. On my home world of Venus, we have a whole building where you actually can time travel. You can set a particular coordinate and actually step into different periods of time and experience them up close and personal. That's actually how we learn history. So do not despair of the material things that you seemingly lose in this dimension, because everything is preserved for you. You will have access to it. This body is just a dress worn for a temporary field trip, and you have many other very, very beautiful vehicles that you don in other worlds and other systems and other places. So begin to think from topside down. Begin to know of yourself as an eternal being having a very temporary humanoid experience on this planet. And very soon you will be putting on your beautiful ascended master form and going on to the rest of your cosmic life. So that helps to gain a little bit of a distancing from overly identifying with your human present personality. And also bearing in mind that everything that has served its purpose leaves your life at a certain point. And new things come into your life, new experiences, new people, new friends, new companions, new places to live. It's if you can catch the adventure of it, it will be then fun instead of devastating every time you have a change. Of course, this kind of attitude comes from initiations and going through many, many experiences and being an old soul. But we are old souls because basically the atomic race on planet Earth from its first inception is 18.5 billion years old. So we're all pretty long-toothed when it comes to age in this third density. So I've spoken about the elements as being intrinsically part of each initiation. You have, for example, the physical body. When it's going through its initiation, it equates with the earth, of course, because the physical body is made up of the eight elements of the earth. And those, the physical body is mastered. And a perfect example of people who have mastered their physical vehicle would be Olympic athletes, athletes in general that are very, very excellent, circus performers, like I used to be a circus performer, yogis, people who have to dominate the physical vehicle and cause it to do, you know, if any of you have seen Cirque du Soleil, for example, there you see some real people who've really mastered the physical elemental. So anything that's difficult, ballet dancing or acrobatics or what have you, you get the general drift, where you have perfected as much as possible the mastery of the physical elemental. We shouldn't put too much stress in that because that, after all, is the vehicle that we will be dropping on the planet or moving into a higher level of that body, so it's not the one to make your whole life revolve around, like some bodybuilders where the whole focus is on the body. That's not the idea. The idea is to have it well-trained, like a horse, that you can depend on it to do what it needs to do when you need it to do whatever. The second body that we master is the emotional body, which equates with water. So right away you can see where earthquakes come in, and you can see where the floods and the rain and everything comes in, because many, many people are undergoing the first and second initiations. The first initiation would be the mastery of the physical body. The second initiation would be the mastery of the emotional body. So the water is very representative of the astral body, which is in a constant state of flux, much like the ocean is constantly generating waves and is constantly moving and changing. The emotional body is like that as well. We are a basically emotional planet. That's why we have an ocean. And in the Bible it says there will be a day when we will no longer have an ocean. Presumably that's when the Earth has passed through her second degree of initiation, mastered her collective astral emotional body, and there would be then no more need for the oceans. That's a speculation on my part, but it's probably accurate. Then you have the mastery, and by the way, with each of these initiations, it will show outwardly in the physical world in some form. For example, the colonization of our planet and the establishing of the early colonies in various places in the world. That was an example of entering into the first degree of initiation, learning how to live within the environment and survive. Second initiation, we dominated the waters. We learned how to use hydroelectrical systems. We learned how to circumambulate the world in our great ships and submarines, and we mastered water. Then you have the air. This is the age we're in now, the Aquarian age, coming out of the Piscean, which was a water age. In the Aquarian age, we will master space technology. We will master electrical energy and solar electrical energy, which we don't know that much about yet, but that will be the new wave of science. We'll be having to do with solar technology in the sense of its higher components, not just solar technology such as we have it today in the form of sunlight, but there are other levels having to do with the sun that we will be tapping, and other energy fields within that collective auric field that we will be able to utilize. So in the air initiation, you're going through the mastering of the mental body, the thoughts. And thoughts are much like air. They flow in a stream, and they pass through the consciousness. There's one mind, so to speak, in terms of the universal mind, the collective mind. And we source into similar thought patterns within that collectivity. And that's where we get into trouble, because that's also the collective ego, which sometimes people call Satan or the devil. It is that lower ego mind force that tries to limit and confine and wreaks all sorts of havoc. So the battleground in the human vehicle right now is the mental body. This is where the real Armageddon is taking place, the real battle of the end times is taking place in ideologies within the mind. So mastering the mental body is something that most of us are involved with in some form. sort of in between the water and the air, you will have the fire element, because that's actually the causal body. And the causal body is a repository of your seed karma, the lessons that you brought in from previous lives to chew on, if you will, in this lifetime, to resolve or to work through. Just a general patterning of whatever it is that you tend to work through in your primordial imprint for coming into human embodiment. All of these things are dealt with in the causal level. The fiery initiations often have to do with some form of purification and some experience with fire. I know when I was 6 weeks old, our family home burnt down. And the father of this body wrapped me in the bedding on the bed, broke a window with his arm, which severed a major artery. It bled all over the bedding. And he tossed me out a two-story window, which, thank God, my mother, who had been lowered down to the garage roof two floors below, was able to catch me. But you can imagine the trauma for a newborn baby to be thrown through a window two stories down. And then because the bedding was all drenched with blood, they thought I was dead, so they kind of took me away from my mother and kept me, you know, aside and, you know, in that huddled mass before they finally heard me cry. And then, of course, anyway, that would be an example of a fiery initiation for a person who was very, very young in the physical body. And many of you master souls have gone through tremendous major initiations in your young age, because basically the hierarchy would like very much to work you through as much as they can while you're young in a youthful body, so that you can be of greater service as you mature and get older. So if you've had a difficult childhood, as I certainly did, that's one of the reasons for that. An initiate always picks a difficult life pattern for very, very good reasons. Then you have the etheric initiations, which are actually the great unconscious levels. These are the levels where you have unconscious and subconscious impulses that seem to come up and have a life of their own, but you really don't have any conscious awareness of where they are, how to deal with them. These are where the archetypes often play forth in some way in our lives, or even addictive patterns. There are people skilled, very skilled at working with each of these different levels, and you need body work. You need someone to do inner child work. You need a teacher to really show you how to focus and develop your mind. You need someone to be able to work you through the fiery experiences of the kundalini and the transfigurative experiences that you go through under the fire. And you certainly need someone who can work with the collective unconscious and help you to cap those energies. It's called capping them. You put a cap on them so they don't invade your life. Carl Jung was a person that went very much into that particular realm. So these are all initiations that you go through. Again, to recapitulate, the first initiation would be to master the physical body. The second initiation, to master the emotional body. The third initiation, to master the mental body. And with that comes soul infusion. You should be fully light infused by the time you finish the third degree of initiation. You see examples of that in a person who's really got their ducks all lined up. They're really consistent in what they say, what they think, and how they express physically. There's a level of mastery that goes with that, and that's called soul infusion. Then you have the causal initiation. Our good friend Jiddu Krishnamurti was a very good example of a fourth degree initiate, someone who had totally mastered the mental body and was, in fact, just a tiny little degree below full mastery. And whenever you really need to understand how the mind functions and how it causes most of our misery, just read a little bit of Krishnamurti and he'll get you right back on track. And it was just a wonderful example of a fourth degree initiate. At the time of your fourth degree of initiation, you actually transcend what is called the individualized portion of the monad, which some schools of thought call the soul. Some schools of thought even call it the higher ego. I don't use that terminology myself, but just know that the component that you outgrow becomes absorbed into the next higher level. So at the level of the fourth degree of initiation, you actually absorb the soul force, and it moves up into what Jesus described as being one with the Father, which is the soul merging with the monad. So that's what happens at that particular initiation. And then your next initiation, of course, would be full mastery, or you would be then an adept of the fifth degree. And these initiations were recapitulated by Jesus the Christ in his life and the processes that he went through. The earth, of course, was when he was born of a virgin in Bethlehem. The second degree of initiation was when he went through the baptism in Jordan by John the Baptist, and then he was filled with the Holy Spirit. The air initiation, the fire, the ether, these all have to do with the trial in the Garden of Gethsemane, the crucifixion, which of course would be the fourth degree of initiation, and then the resurrection, which was the fifth degree, and the ascension, which was the sixth degree of initiation. So he set the blueprint that all of us go through in a recapitulation without actually having to go through the same events that he had to go through. So all of that was very, very symbolic. It was also very, very historic. These things and events actually took place. And it's also archetypal in the sense that it is the pattern that humanity is being guided through by the Brotherhoods of Light to return back to where we were in the non-fallen state. But with the added experience of having transmuted the kingdoms of nature, because each of those elemental kingdoms forms our vehicles of manifestation. Our astral body is filled with little beings, as is each one of our vehicles of manifestation. We have all these little elemental spirits that we are basically coming into authority and dominion over these levels and kingdoms within us, which again relate to the outer world that we live in. So we are all connected in this process that we're going through of ascension. There's every single person on the planet is going through a spiritual level of initiation of some sort. So having said all these good things, hopefully it's bringing a little bit of a sense of clarity to how intrinsically involved we are in life at every level. Every single person on the planet is co-participatory in what's happening in every single event on the planet. And it is said that in the times ahead, it is the peoplehood of light who will stop the wars. It is through our coming together with collective singing and prayer and meditation and chanting that we will stop wars. We will actually have the authority as a body of light, as a peoplehood of God, as the body of Christ, to take control and evoke the divine forces into areas and stop those things that would just get out of hand if we just sat back and thought, well, I hope government does something about it, or I hope somebody does something about it, or isn't that a shame? No, we won't go there anymore. We will sit down like we did tonight, and we will take authority and charge over an area, and we will work. We will minister to it. And that's how we're being trained to function as a collective ophanim. An ophanim is an angelic mind that literally, as I said in an earlier show, shows up like an earth angel, a collective earth angel. And we will be ministering to people on this planet in that form. And again, there are the three kinds of people. There are the flesh-based people who basically eat and sleep and mate and defend and live basically animal lives. They haven't awakened the spiritual component yet. Then you have the rational-minded people, and they are the intelligentsia that are just starting to stir awake. And then you have the spiritual people, the people who are either moving towards spiritual integration or are even spiritually integrated themselves. And those are the ones that I spoke to last week, in that I called you the elect of the latter days. You are the elect, those who are the peoplehood of God, the Ami Shaddai. So that's our duty, is to stop war in its gnarly little tracks and speak to the elements and bring them into order when they get run amok and become out of control. And again, you practice on yourself first. That's the first thing you do, is practice on yourself, managing your own physical body, your emotions, your mind, your fiery nature. You begin to purify and center and align and transcend to a higher consciousness manifestation. All of us are initiates of some degree. That's why we are called light workers. We are interested in these things. That's why we would listen to a program like this. I speak to initiates. I speak to master souls. And remember, all masters are initiates, because we're in an open-ended plus universe. There's always a plus factor. So you never get to where you say, that's it, I don't have any further way to grow. Well, you do in the God worlds, but in terms of where we are right now, we're definitely in an unfolding process and a recapitulation and a restoration to what at one time had been a higher state that we were manifesting at. And we turned it to good, because we turned right around, went into the lower worlds, and now we're lifting, kind of like a collective messiah. We are lifting all of these kingdoms of nature, so that we're all going on now to a higher level. So all is well that ends well, and this Earth experiment and this root race is doing very well indeed, I'm very pleased to say. So those of you on a path of initiation, you can expect to have a life that is challenging and will push your comfort zones right out right out the window, and will stretch you to where you never even realized you had any place to stretch. It will work you where you need to be worked. And remember, there are no victims. Every single experience you have created, allowed, promoted, prayed for, or actually mapped out as part of your lifetime strategy. So knowing that, and knowing that you're never given anything that you cannot handle, and that everything works itself together for good in the life of those who love God and are called according to these higher purposes, you can relax and know that it's just a process of breathing in, breathing out, staying present with your process, staying focused here and now, and let the good times roll. And when they're not so good, keep yourself focused on what is good and undergo and pass through the crucible of whatever your gauntlet is, and master it, because you will be so very, very happy and empowered when you graduate from this Earth experience and when you take your next stage of mastery. It will be a great, great, good day. So time has passed really, really fast again. I have a lot of things I wanted to share, but looks like we're almost out of time. So, let's see, to recapitulate, we have, after we've passed through the etheric initiation, you move into the soul levels, or 27 levels within the soul. The soul is the state of Jivan Mukta, or freedom, and then you have the God realms above that, which would be God realization. And that, again, is open-ended, and you keep unfolding and unfolding and unfolding. So this is the plan. This is what's taking place on the planet. This is really what's going on behind the Earth changes and everything that's taking place. The Earth is expanding and growing, and as she does, all of this stuff takes place too, because she's also passing through her emotional or astral initiation right now as a planet. So I was given a song earlier, and I would like to sing it, and it's a chant, so just join me in it, and we will remember that Elohim is the plural of the Creator Gods, and the name for the collective God force behind all creation here. Adonai means Lord. It also means the owner. The Lord is the owner of the earth and the fullness thereof, and is Lord of our lives and Lord of our consciousness. And at a level of soul and spirit, we are also mini Elohim and Adonai. So, or Adonim, I guess we would say it, because that would be the plural of Adonai. So, let me see if I can remember it. Spirit gives me these lovely little chants every now and then. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim, Adonai. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. Want to join me? Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim, Adonai. Elohim, Adonai, Elohim. And as you chant and sing, it's again raising the energy. It's again saying the name of God, which transmutes mountains of karma, mountains of negativity. There's nothing more powerful as a resource than the repetition with love and devotion of the name of God. Any one of the Lords of Light, any of the names of God that causes your heart to sing and to ring with joy is a wonderful, wonderful way to clear yourself and to pray into negative situations. Another thing that you can do is simply say under your breath when you're in a situation where people are arguing or out of balance, or you sense there's a lot of road rage around you on the freeway. You can simply say in your mind or out loud, I love you, God bless you, peace be still. I love you, God bless you, peace be still. And just those of you who may have parents or people next door that fight, if you hear them fighting, just begin to repeat that in your mind. I love you. God bless you. Peace be still. And I've done that many, many times living in very violent neighborhoods. And it's amazing how just all the anger seems to be dissipated by someone repeating that consciously and with love. We are here, beloveds, on earth assignment. We are the peoplehood of God. We are the arms and hands of the hierarchy. We are the hierarchy externalized. We are the Lords of Light who have returned in time and space to bring earth into her next level of initiation and unfoldment. We are all taking a journey together into the next level, into a greater expansion from where we are here into something much, much greater. If it asks everything of you, beloveds, know that Jesus said that whatever you lose for his sake, homes, families, husbands, children, whatever it is, you will receive that 100 times in return. So be cheered, be heartened, don't be depressed, keep yourselves happy. Psych up each day to the best you can be and do your very, very best to love and serve all life, because that's really what it's all about here. Again, those of you that wish to contact me, you can contact Commander, CMDR, Lady Athena at AOL.com. You can email me questions that I could answer on the show. I would answer, you know, take them off and answer whatever it is that you would send to me. And also, I have a website. If you click on my show, it will take you to my website. And I do soul purpose prophetic overviews for Starseed to help them awaken to who they are and why they're here and to get on with their missions. I'm glad to be of service. I represent the Ashtar Galactic Command, sending the united love and blessings of our fleets to all of our ground crew. Blessings in the light of the Most Radiant One. D deepest love from Ashtar to each one of you, and thank you so much for coming and for being part of this great ascension program. God bless you. God is in you, and you are the divine walking earth at this time.